It's the Reviews Podcast, baby. This is The Hoist. I'm Eartha and I am your host. I am so excited this is finally happening. We want to make local music even more accessible than ever. So we are bringing you the best reviews from the show and putting them all in a podcast so you can listen whenever, wherever you want. Or if you missed the show, you can catch up here. Make sure you keep up on our socials. You can find us on Instagram and Facebook. Just search for The Hoist. That's H-O-I-S-T. It's so much fun over there. You can catch interviews, performances, our playlists, and everything else, as well as some super special Instagram reviews that our hosts do, so you can see what other local tracks we've been loving. The Hoist is all about giving local music a lift. You can catch us 6 to 8 p.m. Monday through to Thursday on 90.7 FM, Sin Digital, and of course the Sin website, which is sin.org.au. Now, without further ado, it's review time, baby.
Bringing you the best in local music from Melbourne and around the country.
This is The Hoist on Sin.
Hey there, Tom here from your Wacky Wednesday crew on The Hoist, and a track that I'm absolutely over the moon to share with you is Wanna Stay Up With You by Essie Holt. Now, Essie Holt is born and raised here in Melbourne. She's a Sydney artist, and she's been doing some amazing singles. It's been really exciting seeing the journey that she's come on, and this song particularly takes a bit of a different edge. I think it's very experimental in the sounds that it plays with. And it's really fun to hear Essie experiment with this kind of stuff. I think there's a real evolution happening. It's really cool to hear, to listen, and to hear the final product as well. This is a really nice song. So without further ado, I'm going to let you treat your ears to Wanna Stay Up With You by Essie Holt.
It's Em here from your Monday Mates on The Hoist. Now, this week I was looking through some new tracks and I found one that you guys would absolutely love. It's from a Newcastle producer called July in a collaboration with Ed Apollo, who's Melbourne based. Now, the track is called Windless and it's this pretty gentle, lucid track and has some really cool vocal chopping in the chorus. And I think it's just like the perfect spring track. So yeah, this one's Windless by July and Ed Apollo.
Why can't you stay?
Hey everyone, I'm Georgina and you are listening to The Hoist's Hot Hits right here on Sin. I hope you've been enjoying this volume of The Hot Hits. So much fun to bring you some of our favourite music and to be able to recommend you some absolutely outstanding tracks for you. So I hope that you've found a couple of tracks, at least one, that you've been enjoying in this volume. And if you haven't, don't worry, the next one that I introduce to you after this might be the one that just does it for you. I will remind you though to make sure to check out our social media, because we're not just on the airwaves here at Sin. We do love a good social media post or story. Make sure that you check out The Hoist on Facebook and at The Hoist Sin on our Instagram, because over on our Instagram we post reviews, recommendations, and so much more hot local music content. Trust me, you do not want to miss out on it, and you might discover some music or some artists that you never knew before that you might really enjoy. Now, speaking of songs that you might really enjoy, I've got one that I've been thoroughly enjoying recently. It's called Surrender by Your Girl Foe. She's a Perth-based vocalist and producer called Phoebe Gunson, and she makes hip-hop, dance, electronic music. Now, this track, Surrender, is her first single to be released of 2020, which is really exciting for her and I think for everyone else listening to the song. And if you have heard of any of her past songs that she's released, it is a bit of a development in tone for her. It kind of moves away from more of a pop sound into a bit more of kind of a lo-fi soul sound with hip-hop elements, which I think really is what ties this track together, makes it so confident and so sleek in the way that it's been created. In terms of feelings that this song gives you, this track, firstly, is a massive vibe. It's vibrant, it's confident, it's smooth, but it also has this really chilled and low-key tone to it that completely packs a punch at the same time. And we get these feelings from this track because of the fact that there is such a dynamic mixture of vocals that are completely luscious, mind you, and the soundscape of the track, and it creates this really cool vibe with production elements, with musical instrumental elements along with vocals and lyrics. So it's definitely a really, really well put together song. It is smooth, it is confident, and it just makes you kind of want to vibe out. It really puts you in such a specific mood. When you hear it, you will 150% understand what I'm talking about. So without further ado, let's get it started. This is Surrender by Your Girl Foe. Yeah. Hey, it's Sel from your Tuesday, Tuesday nights on The Hoist on Sin, and a track which I simply couldn't ignore this week is one from Elsie Lange's new EP called Vessel. This year has seen Elsie reach new heights with the release of her EP, which is called Talk to Me, and it amassed heaps of radio features and glistening reviews as well. Known for her angelic vocals, Elsie transports us to other worlds in this song, which is a bit more of a quiet, contemplative one compared to other songs in the EP, but this one is so easy to sink into, and we're treated to just over 4 minutes of Elsie's gorgeous songwriting abilities as well. And if you listen closely, there are some sweet bird sounds adorning the track, which is perfect for spring. My name is Sel, and kick back and relax to Vessel by Elsie Lange.
Hey, what's up? It's Salome from your Monday team here on The Hoist on Sin, and I will be shedding some light on Waxflower's latest track, Getting Better. Now, this is a little bit more dialed back and toned down from their usual work, but it is an absolutely beautiful song from start to finish. The guitar work is really tender and beautiful. And the vocal work actually reminds me a little bit of one heck of a throwback here, but Shortstack, if you were a fan back in the day. So it's just really, really great, you know, Aussie pop rock, but dial back, strip back into, you know, a more acoustic type piece. It's absolutely beautiful. I definitely recommend giving it a listen. And I'm not actually giving you much of a choice in the matter, because here it is up next, Waxflower and Getting Better. Getting better, and I'm alone. Wake me up, I need to leave all this self-made sadness around me. I broke her heart, watched away. I can see everything.
You're tuning into The Hoist Hot Hits with Eartha. I'm from your Thursday team, and I've got a super fresh, super hot new track coming in for you right now. At just 17, Cody John is bringing us his latest track, which is Incognito. Ooh, this song is amazing. I love it so much. It is like quintessential bedroom pop. I love the homemade quality, and I love how he's not afraid to experiment. The whole track is just so much fun, and I think artists who experiment and have fun with their music are the ones to keep an eye on. I can't wait to see what he has in store for us. I'm gonna check on the new Cody John track. Here is Incognito. Let's just go incognito. This addiction gotta stop. This was the Hoist Reviews podcast. I'm your host, Eartha. You can find us on social media on Instagram and Facebook. Just search for The Hoist Sin. That's H-O-I-S-T. Thanks for listening. Until next time, this is The Hoist on Sin.